Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky 4-H members from almost every county in the state competed for top honors this year at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville. State 4-H Marketing and Public Relations Specialist Kim Leaguer says many of those entries are on display in Cloverville in a new location in South Wing A at the Kentucky Exposition Center.
We've added a new look kind of to the exterior of Cloverville as well with some great pictures. 4-H'ers doing exciting things from science, engineering, and technology to leadership and communications and a variety of things. And hopefully that will inspire the public to draw you into Cloverville.
Leaguer adds, you'll be amazed at the number of projects in Cloverville.
We have around 8,000 project entries, project work from everything from family and consumer sciences all the way over to ag and natural resources within our 7 core curriculum areas. So we have a lot to offer with the project areas.
She notes there's also entertainment on the Cloverville stage.
Youth from across the state each day showcasing their talent and demonstrations and public speaking. We have 4-H Camp Day. We have our 4-H Entrepreneurship Day that will be on Friday. We have Science, Engineering, and Technology Robotic Wars competition.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Leaguer notes Cloverville would not be possible without a lot of volunteers.
We have lots of volunteers that come. We actually even bring people from all, we have our 4-H camp from across the state, and those guys come up and we help build the overall structure of Cloverville, which is a town concept with shops and stores of any local town.
She says they're excited to be a part of Agland this year, which is close to where Cloverville was born.
Cloverville is over 50 years old, and we're actually going back to the South Wing. When 4-H Cloverville first started, where we're at now was where we started at. I know many people may not remember that, but that's where we actually started at, is in the South Wing, it was called the East Wing at that time, and that's where we were.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.